A Quiet Place 2. Oh! Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy... That was hilarious. Anyway, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, children of all ages. Turn your attention to the center ring. We are back. I did it already before. It has been a very long time. Not like we've forgotten about you, but we've been doing things like working on the YouTube stuff and things in between that. But we've got some ideas or some stuff that's going to be coming at you this week. So, yeah, this is strange stuff. But anyway, normally this would be the Walking Dead show. But we have no dead. Therefore, we'll just do some movie review at the moment, or unless we get some other things like zombie movies in between us, because we still have all the way to August before season 11 begins of The Walking Dead. And so we'll get right back into that. We didn't do that?
No.
No, we did not. Welcome back to the White Beard and TK podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am T. Anthony, and sitting right next to me, because we're in our mobile office. We just left out the theater, and I just wanted to get this taken care of right now. Standing right next to me is, what is your name?
TK.
What is your name?
TK. Stop.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because
you know everybody can hear you yelling at me, right?
I'm aware of that.
Treating me meanly.
Yep.
This is elder abuse.
Sure it is.
So, what did you think about The Quiet Dead? The Quiet Dead? The Walking Dead. Not The Walking Dead. What's the name of the thing?
A Quiet Place Part 2.
A Quiet Place Part 2. Have you seen it? What do you think? Let me tell you something. There are a few things about the whole lockdown that we went through last year that is extremely, extremely annoying. And there are some great things that came out of it. And then there are a few things that I just miss and I really wanted to do. What are some of the things that came out that was great? Well, movie theaters and everybody else were forced to actually get back to cleaning things the way they should have been cleaned. And I don't have to worry about people sitting up on my back, which I couldn't stand before anyway. You know, that whole 6-foot rule really worked well for me, because I don't like being people and crowd up on me in a supermarket, on the elevator, in line, or anything else. So that's wonderful. And the whole cleaning thing that people are doing, they're getting crazy about cleaning. And there were only two things that I missed. Do you remember what it was?
No.
The Chinese restaurant. Chinese food. Chinese food. And, you know, when the Chinese restaurant started closing down around our way, and you know about Chinese restaurants, right? They take cash, so you can't go in there and use your bank card, so you gotta have cash. And they weren't into that. You pay on your app and it gets delivered to your house. That was not being played. They are now. But yeah, so it was Chinese food and going to see a movie every once in a while. Now, since movie prices have gone through the roof, it's been a rarity that we go, and I always save going into the cinema for something I really, really want to put my money down, because I really, really want to see it. And there were three things I wanted to see. Which was it? We saw it today.
A Quiet Place Part 2.
A Quiet
Black
Place.
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
And F9.
And Fast 9, that's right. And F9 was supposed to come out last year, and so was A Quiet Place, which was scheduled for the beginning of the year. Then it said it was coming out, and then it was shut down, and then Fast was coming out, but then it stopped, and then they just didn't do it, and they said to do it next year when everybody can come back out to the theater. So, there's that. And so, pretty much all three of the movies I want to see are coming out this month. Well, no, I think A Quiet Place came out the beginning or the towards the middle of June, right? And we're actually just trying to get it done today. We actually were squeezing a lot in between things that were being delivered to the house and things we need to get done and all the other stuff. So it's kind of squeezes in between that. And then the hiking and visiting, and it's just been a lot. You know, and it's time for us to sit down and start scheduling how we're going to have to make things work for us. So today I plopped down. We spent a ton of money to see this film. Go ahead. I know you want to say it. Say it. Tell me.
What?
The movie. Was it worth it?
Yes.
I don't know about worth every penny, but it was worth it. Oh my gosh. Last time it was about the family dealing with it. This time we get day one, so we see the day that the aliens actually landed. Because we really didn't see the aliens in most of the first movie, right?
We did, but they were already attacking.
Okay. But what I mean is that I don't think we saw them for most of the first movie. We saw them maybe in the middle. You saw them like glimpses really quick. We probably saw more of them this film than the last one. But anyway, why are you looking at me?
Because I have eyes?
Yeah. I had a whole bunch to say, but I'm just kind of numb right now. It's just running through my brain. Wow.
None of the black guys in this film survived.
Wow, really? Is that where you're going with this?
No, I wasn't trying to like be like, oh, that's so racist. I'm just like, it was a realization that none of them that were on the screen survived. They all died.
Well, Krasinski, you know. I was saying, why are all the men in this film, in this movie, both of them, it's like, what's going on? The boy got hurt this time. The man got snatched up or killed. The other one, I'm like, what is it with the men? I'm like, you know, Krasinski just love his wife. He just want to see, like, Emily Blunt on the screen. But when you look at this, you rip all that off. This is really about the daughter.
I mean, if I was in the movie, I'd be like, you better not kill me off.
She's the daughter was really the heroine in this movie, the star in this movie, pushing it forward, the stuff that she wanted to do when she found the idea of how to stop these aliens and, you know, how to do the other stuff. But then you point out something when I made that observation when we were watching it about why it was that the men are all dying. Go ahead, say it.
Oh, because most of the men in the movie were just protecting, like, other people. So, I mean, of course, if you were protecting somebody else, you would die first. Now, you could choose not to do that and just survive, but...
Right. It's something kind of foreign from movie making these days that, you know, the men folk would stand up and lay down their lives for their family and for their children and so that they would survive. So it's a rarity in TV and films today. So it's kind of odd to see that and go, oh, yeah. Because when you don't see it, you go, oh, yeah, when you do see it. Like, oh, we haven't seen that a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, and then just the way he raises his kids through that hard time is like his daughter is doing what he would do.
Yeah.
I got to go out there and do this. The son, I have to now go back and see the first one because he was making me nuts.
Why?
I don't know. He's just, oh, go. Like wimping out. And like, I'm like, what is wrong with you, kid?
We already saw how he was by himself. So he was completely correct for worrying about her leaving. She leaves and he goes, oh, it's time to explore. Like he's Diego from Dora the Explorer. Please.
Yeah. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, if you have, then you're fine. the rest of this is going to be all spoilers. So what we have is we pick up the film from day one. So it's like the first day that the attack happened. We're watching as the entire thing, Krasinski is awesome in doing this with the silence of the entire town. It's not just the silence of the absence of noise, but it's the absence of people. It's the absence of life. It's the absence of movement. It's the absence of the wind and nature. Nothing is in the small town whatsoever.
Except for the traffic light swinging.
Right, except for the traffic light swinging.
And then he rolls up in his giant, loud truck.
Yeah, and the truck screeches and comes in and parks. That's the first thing you hear, and I'm like, this is awesome. Because it's just nothing but silence. And I remember listening to an interview with him, and he was thanking the girl who plays his daughter for helping him and her mom, because what he wanted to do, especially on scenes with her, was see what the world would look like or sound like when you're deaf. And she has a cochlear implant, if you don't know what this is, for some deaf people who were able to get these things. There's an implant inside the head, and then the piece is sort of magnetic and it connects to it, and then there's an hearing aid that goes behind the ear, and it helps their brain to make sense of the noise or translate. So anyway, so that they can hear. Whether it's muffled or you can actually hear something, it's, you know, I'm not going to get into any more of that. But and so he designed, so like when there are certain things like, well, okay, is this what it would sound like to her? And so when you see her in the scenes, it's great because we go right back to how the movie opens, which is, what did I say? An absence of everything. Mm-hmm. And he goes into the store and there's a man in there watching TV and he says, hey, and he waves him off. He goes back and picks up some fruit and stuff and the man is watching something. So I think it was a bomb or something. He's watching the TV and the lady's in front. He's like, ah.
It's the news. Something happened in Japan, I think.
Yeah. And so he's like, hey, I got to go. And I love the way the movie, the film, it's just cinematography, but the way the camera sweeps across, like a lot of one shots and just sweeping across and doing. There's a lot to love about this whole movie. Not just the story and everything else. But, and so he walks out and you go, you're going to pay for that? No, he was going to pay for it later. He walks by. There's a dog just sitting there making no noise. He says hi to the dog, and the dog goes. Then he goes and makes a turn, walks silently, pretty much no noise, down the block. I mean, down a street. And then it opens up to all the noise. The entire town are out watching a kid's baseball game. Mm-hmm. You got to love small towns. What were you thinking the entire time?
Nothing.
You're just staring at the screen?
Yes, I was just watching.
I could have sworn I heard you say, where's all the people?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're in our mobile studio, if I didn't say that already. So if you hear some background noise, it's the air conditioner sitting on. I think I did say that. Yeah, but it was like so cool to hear all the noise and the kid.
I was thinking like, because he, like the truck was so loud, I was like, oh, he's dead. Even though, like, I knew that it was day one, I'm just like, no, nope. You're not getting away with that. You had to be that loud.
Yeah. The poor son out playing.
He could not hit one ball. Not one.
Wait. Was it the little son in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, it must have been, like, a quick shot, because he would have been older by the time they did this movie. Like with the girl, I'm like, you can't make them look any younger because they would have been growing it and taller. Right. And so we see them going past the store. And wait. The thing when he went by and we saw the little space shuttle, he's like, oh, it's a callback to the little brother who had the space shuttle. He was the first casualty who got snatched off the bridge. And
he
you laughed
stupid.
And that wasn't funny.
Yes, it is.
That was not funny.
He brought his own death upon him.
And so... yeah, so he had the baseball game and all the stuff is happening. The other brother's, you know, he's all stressed out and the sister and everybody else, they're signing to him, you know, just breathe, calm down and take the hit. And so baseball happens and all of a sudden you see in the backdrop in the sky, the sun strikes out. The third strike.
Because strike two.
And it was strike three. And he's looking up at the sky and you see like this orange, sort of orange and white and smoke, right? Orange and white flame and there's smoke coming through the sky, and they're all just sitting there, and you see people just slowly noticing and start to look up.
He's only on strike two.
No, he was three. I heard him say three.
Okay.
And that's when they was leaving. He's like, everybody, let's go. You say, hey, did your brother say anything about... No, they didn't say anything about something, because one of the guys who were his... One of his friends who was there with the kids, brother was in the army, so he asked, because since he asked him, well, did you hear anything? He's like, no. So they're all just leaving anyway. It doesn't really matter. They're all just leaving.
But the friend, I don't remember what his character's name was, but...
Neither do I.
Cillian Murphy, the guy from Peaky Blinders.
And Scarecrow. Every role he plays is some sort of sick role. I was like, I've never seen him play a straight role where he's a nice guy. So this was the first.
He said that his brother called him, and that he was gonna call him back, which means that he did have something to say. Because if he called him before the crash, then he was probably like, okay, you guys are about to die. Maybe get over here to the base so you don't die with everyone else.
That would be good. That would be extremely good.
Yeah, so they split up. It's the dad and the daughter and then the mom and then the two boys in separate cars. So he goes in his truck and then she goes in the car. And so they're driving, they're trying to get out. Or back home. I don't know where they were going. And a bus starts coming towards them. Because one of the things was in there.
The poor son's like, Mom! Had to
put it in reverse.
Mom! Mom! And then I heard how they shot that scene. It was great. They had a robotic camera on the inside that broke right during that scene. And then when the bus is coming at her, like, and apparently you programmed that camera. And so the camera was set behind her inside the car, and it was programmed. So as it was moving, something happened and the camera broke. So all that footage that you see, the way the camera is moving, was not part of it. But it still picked it up. So it was like really, really great when the bus was coming, and they just like just start filming. But anyway, that was a great poor kid. Mom! 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 Boy, what you screaming for? We gonna die. And then, so they spin around, and then we go back to dad with the daughter, and they're standing there, and this thing comes up.
There's a lady by her car, and she gets hit in the face. Like, her head was a baseball, and the thing's arm was a bat.
She got hit in the face. She got a face slapped off. He grabbed his daughter, didn't even look back. I'm out.
He's gone. He ran to the truck.
Didn't look back. Didn't say anything. Didn't say you need any help. Didn't try.
Then it was getting too close. So he was like, "All right, you know what? Just get out of the truck." And I run inside, and I was like, "Did we close the door?" Because I didn't see the door close. But as always in movies, the door
they
was
never
magically closed.
The door
was magically closed. And so some girls on the phone with her mom. I'm just like, "Hang up." You can see and talk to your mother if you live. But if you call her now and you die, then what was the point?
Then that death would be upon your own head.
I don't know, it was the guy praying under the table. Out loud. Out loud. Like, silent prayers. First of all, they got inside.
A moment of silence, please.
They got inside, and then we're just like, you know, when you walk into some place, there's like the door, and then there's like a space in front of the door on the inside. That's usually clear of anything. They were just kneeling in the front. I'm just like, can you get under the table? Something?
Do something. Don't just sit there.
But no. And then the girl's phone goes off. And then they're getting chased through this restaurant and out the back.
Oopsie. Now that I have your attention, I have two things for you. When we say we want to hear from you, we truly do. Whether it's comments or ideas or maybe a show thing that you want to tell us about, whether it's for the Book Nook, the Road to 60 series or our adventure stuff that we do on Tuesdays and just about life in general. And of course, we all know there's The Walking Dead on Monday. You can reach us at whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. That's whitebeardandtk@gmail.com, because we truly do want to hear from you. We want to know what you think and some ideas you might have for us. The second thing is, run on over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel, The Whitebeard and TK Experience. The original name was going to be Whitebeard and TK Adventures, as you will see soon with one of the videos. But it was changed to Experience because on Tuesdays, I've been putting video clips of the podcast. So it's more than just our adventure series, which we'll be doing on Fridays, but we'll also be doing other things. So it's not just one thing like our podcast. So that's why it is called the Whitebeard and TK Experience on YouTube. Go now, subscribe, and share. And as the videos come out, you'll be the first to get them. And again, we'd love to hear from you. And that's at TK Whitebeard and TK at gmail.com. Now back to the show. As if they didn't learn from the beginning, like, you made all the noise, and he's like, shh, be quiet. And in the phone, she's talking very loud. And of course, we all know that these things are attracted by noise. They didn't know this yet, but it seemed kind of like it made common sense. If you are hiding from somebody, whether they are coming, right, whether they are coming to rob you, break into your house, you hide and you be quiet. So his common sense kicked in, is like, y'all need to be quiet. And then the phone rang and there you go. See ya. See ya. He grabbed a man praying, was like, shh, don't say a word. And then when the thing came in with the girls making all the, with the phone ring, he just picked up his daughter. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
I don't understand why everybody breathes so loudly. First of all, when you breathe through your mouth, it's louder. That's one. And two, why are you breathing? I don't care if you're out of breath. I don't breathe that hard when I'm out of breath.
Well,
the least you could do if you're trying not to die is just breathe quieter.
Yeah, that.
Now, when they were in the field trying to run, and this son got caught by the trap.
Oh, wait. Oh my gosh. First of all, let's get to the feet cuts. The showing, they get, they escape, they're running. And he's like, look, there's dad. And they all get together, right? And they start moving together? Or did it go, there's dad, and then it cut to the modern day and it said day 470-something, right?
No. They're like, there's dad, whatever, he was running. And then there was one of them coming straight toward them because half a family was behind the cop car.
Oh, yes. And the poor brother, the cop.
Yeah. He's dead.
He got snatched.
And then it cut.
Yeah, but then you were saying, the one thing you were saying, and I was like, nah, now she got me noticing this. They've been walking the entire time with no shoes. I know you need to be quiet, but as you said, couldn't they get some socks? Somebody had to die with socks on.
Some socks, some moccasins.
Something that would have been nice and quiet, but... Yeah, so now they were going to do something. I forgot what it was they were going to do before the brother got hurt.
They were leaving.
Okay, so she went to go get the oxygen tank from the house, and they were leaving to go somewhere.
Towards the fire,
right. It's like when we go hiking. There are fire towers all over. And what the fire towers used to be for was to signal across to different people. And that's how they had signal. So basically, they did the same thing. They used fire.
That was a water tower, though.
Right. But they're still the same thing. They did the same thing. They used fire to signal to each place to let people know that there's someone alive. And so that's where they were heading to, wherever the fire was, because they knew that there was somebody there. And then...
And we find out Celia Murphy is still alive.
Yeah.
Ooh. But so, kids and wife are dead.
So you were going on with the brother.
Yeah, he was running, and I was like, oh, look, be like him when he's jumping, you know, over the patches of grass. And just as I thought that, because I didn't say it out loud, just as I thought, he got caught by an animal trap.
Oh my gosh.
And then the mother was like, please be quiet. I'm like, girl, he... what?
Mummy, man.
That is the one time that he could not be quiet during the entire movie.
The camera was sweeping back and forth as we're watching him go. Here's this action that's happening. And thank you, sir, for your loud muffler. And it is sweeping back and forth. And we see the boy, you see the feet running, and slam, he gets caught in a bear trap. No, it may not have been a bear trap because it didn't have claws in it. But whatever it was, it snatched up his ankle. I was screaming. I felt it hard to be quiet.
So many jump scares.
Oh my gosh. You know what I loved about the jump scares in this film is that there's no music that leads up to it. Like in cheap, corny horror movies, like, yank, 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 and a person jumps and you scare. Nah, they let the action be the thing that sets up, and then you get to jump into the scare. But when his foot got caught, that hurt. That shocked me. And it was like when the little brother got snatched off the bridge.
No, that was just...
That was like the same feeling I had, like, oh, snap, that...
For me, it wasn't the same.
It was what?
It wasn't the same. Because you kind of saw it coming. He was playing with a toy. And then, like all kids do, it was like, man, let me just switch it on.
Yeah, but my point is that it happened so quick, I wasn't expecting it. Okay, I guess you're right. The little boy, little brother that was expected, he was playing with, yeah, he was going to be gone. But nobody expected him to die. His whole head got snatched off.
But they were just running, and he went,
oh, that was quick. It's like, oh! I'm like, I feel you, bro. Let's let it out. Just let it out.
It took him, like 2 seconds for him to process what happened. And then he looked at his leg and then started screaming. I'm just like, oh, you never look. If you feel the pain, don't look. Don't look. I don't care if your legs are cut off, right? Like when people in war movies, they're like, how am I doing? Don't ask.
Let me see.
If you die, you die. Say your last prayers now and just be prepared for death.
Your pinky toe is stuck on the wall and your left leg is sitting behind your head. You're doing just fine.
And they always lie. They always lie. Yeah. You're going to make it. We're going to get you home. Okay. Sure. With half a heart.
But that was crazy. And I'm thinking about, like, when we were when we were hiking and you fell and hurt your knee. I'm just watching that happen because I'm at the top of the stairs when you go down and just fell. And I'm like, oh, snap. It's like nothing. Or when I fell and slipped and hit the rod. Well, you were behind me, so nobody could see. You don't even could see how that looked when it went down. When this kid went, I felt that pain. Mm-hmm. I have twisted my ankle. I didn't get my ankle caught in a trap, but I felt that pain. That, ow. Please be quiet. No, I can't be quiet right now. I was waiting for him to pass out. No. The boy did good. He did not pass out.
And then they just opened it. And just like pried it open.
Then came the whatever the heck the kind of noise some fools is making.
They click and crack.
Yeah, click and crack.
So the friend from 474 days late before picks him up and starts running. I'm just like, yeah, because they were hobbling to like this. Oh, I guess it was like an overpass. Mm-hmm. They were hobbling towards. I'm just like, that boy cannot run. Anywhere. But they had the giant chest with the baby in it. They dropped the basket full of food, and the chest took two people to hold up. So the mother, I think she had the baby, was struggling trying to carry this. And the other two are just like limping. As if life wasn't hard enough.
Yeah. And again, could you not find some socks? Please.
He's like, bro, how? He was like, you can't stay here. I'm like, you just messed up homie's ankle. What are you talking about? The least you can do is say, you can stay here until he's healed in like 6 months.
Yeah. And so then there's a radio that goes, that's playing the music, and which is funny because the daughter, which, see, this is great. And this is what people who live in the city do not understand. Anybody who does anything in the outdoors understand this about being self-sufficient and understanding different things. She heard some music and everybody else thought it was just music being played. You know, down by the sea, so and so.
She didn't hear anything.
Right.
They told her what the lyrics were.
Yeah. Because she cut into the song. So she figures it out that it's a signal.
And I mean, I thought that was pretty obvious. She was like, the same song playing every day. It's nothing. What? What are you talking about? If it was a different song every day, that would be nothing. That would mean that, oh, like, it's the same three songs. They probably put it on a loop before they died. But if it's the same song every day, I mean, there has to be a reason.
All right, so she figured out it's a signal. And that the song is Down by the Sea, I think it is. Somewhere. No, Beyond the Sea. Beyond the Sea.
Somewhere. That song.
Yeah, and so the point was, if you paid attention, what she did was...
They were on an island.
They were on an island somewhere. You need to get somewhere. And so she... the mom was asking... No, the mom fell asleep or something like that. So she woke the brother up and said, I'm going to go and find us. He's like, nah, please don't leave. I'm going to tell mom. I'm like, no, you're not. And so she slipped out while everybody was asleep. Mom wakes up and asked a friend to go and find her daughter. And he's like, no. She's like, you know what?
My husband were here, he would tell you that his daughter is worth saving.
So right.
Go get her.
Because he was saying, you know, not saving people because the people who were left were not really worth saving because of the way they became animals. And later on, we see these type of people, by the way. And so he goes out in the quest to find her. And this kid is walking. I'm sitting there thinking, hold on. But you said she had her little device in her speaker so she can get rid of the aliens. And I said... But she couldn't hear the monster if it came up on her. It's like watching The Walking Dead with the deaf sister. I'm like, wait a second. You can't hear. How long are you going to survive in the apocalypse? And so she's outside walking by herself. And, of course, she almost gets herself into trouble. But,
yeah, she was reaching for a first aid kit. And then, like, did she fall?
No. She grabbed the first aid kit. And then it got caught, and when she yanked it, the body that was behind the door fell, which made her fall.
Mm-hmm. And so, then she yelled on top of that.
Yeah.
And she thought she was fine. I think like a couple of birds took off or something.
Yeah.
And then the camera like adjusts, and the thing is behind her, further down in the train car.
But she can't hear, so she doesn't know it's there.
She's about to die. She closes her eyes, and she just braces for death. Here comes
it's like, you know what? I'm good. It's just...
Here comes a friend. Then he killed her.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't kill her. He killed the thing.
He killed the monster.
That was trying to kill her.
Put a bullet in the monster's head. Yes.
Yeah. And then she, like, waked... She was like, you need to take me to the island. And we need to find a boat.
No, I need to take you home.
And she was like, what home? You said that your son and your wife died and you couldn't do enough. You can do it now. And he was like,
not today, Missy.
And they go to sleep, and she wakes up, and the radio, the speaker is gone.
And her implant is gone. I was like, man.
We thought that he stole from her.
I was like, man, he wrong.
And she goes outside, she's like looking for it, she can't find it. She goes outside, and she just like gets into the fetal position on the ground and starts crying.
Again, the beauty of the silence of that entire thing as we are experiencing it, as we're experiencing it from her perspective.
And then he just walks up out of nowhere. He's just like, I found a boat. Are you kidding? You couldn't have woken her up and said something?
Right.
You're just, I'm going to go find a boat and I'll be back. Hopefully I'll be back before she wakes up.
So now you find it and he decides he's going to go and help her, but they get caught by the people of the apocalypse who are disgusting and mean, got red eyes. We have no idea what they're going to do with them. They wrap him up in a daggone net like he's food.
Nah.
They strip her of all her... Right,
they put a noose around his neck that had like metal.
Right.
So if he moved, it would make noise.
A noose around his neck with a fishing net that had metal and all sorts of stuff on it. And then they stripped the poor girl of everything. And then they was just going to, we don't know what the heck they were going to do with her. They took the implant. We was like, what are you doing with her? But here's the thing we said. You're sitting there. You're trying to sneak around to get a boat. You see a little whisper of something go by you. You don't see it. Then they look around and they find some little lone girl on the dock.
Don't
with a head
her.
Down. Don't touch. I'm not trying to go nowhere. Because where does kid come from? I've seen the horror movies.
And I don't have that instinct that's like, somebody's crying. I should go see if they're okay.
Yeah,
right?
Are you okay, little girl? Nah.
Because populated area, right? Someone's crying. Someone else can check on you. That's like the old man or the old lady that says, can you help me find my dog? And the kid goes, okay. No, you don't say okay. You walk away or you run away.
Yeah. So it didn't work out too well for them. He gets snatched up.
All the creepy dock people died.
Yes, horribly and well deserved. So they arrive at this place, the island, and then they figured it out. You know, the guy asked, well, how long have you been there? He said, since day one.
Because
they all figured it out.
What?
Go on.
But before, because the girl found a boat, right? So she comes by. Mr. Murphy's floating in the water. And she just starts dragging him in the water. Trying to pull him up into the boat. And he kind of just, like, whipped around. It's like he thought he was about to get killed. But it was fine. But one of the monsters was in the water, like, drowning.
Yeah, they can't swim.
But when they got to the island, I'm like, well, how long have you been here since the beginning? Because, you know, the Coast Guard, the National Guard, one of those two. Mm-hmm. It's like once they figured out they couldn't swim, they got a bunch of boats. People were pushing past each other to get to the boats. Then they started yelling at each other. Then that's what all got them killed. There were 12 boats and only 2 got to the island.
Yep. Oh! Oh, man. Like the 12 spies that, not Abraham, that, not Noah. Oh, my gosh. Who was it? That Moses sent out. 12 spies. Only 2 came back and said, you know what? We can do this.
Because y'all couldn't shut up for 5 seconds.
They all got killed.
That's crazy.
They all got killed. So the island people were out there. I said the island people. I did it again. So they're out there and they figured
it
out.
I think it was like Long Island or something. Like something along that area.
Yeah, wherever it was an island. So they couldn't swim. So they were safe there and everything else. And on that island is where the broadcast was coming from a local radio station. And so the daughter's idea is to get in there, use her implant and broadcast that. And then that will stun the monsters. And then everybody would have a chance to kill them because now they have a weapon against them. And so it was a journey to get to that spot, and they nearly didn't make it. Hmm. But I love the shot with the monster inside the booth. Like, you know, it was going to be a DJ. But, so, yeah, so she gets in and then she does it. And just at the right time, because mommy went out to get some medicine for the boy. So she can fix his leg.
But that fool
so he
stay
wouldn't
downstairs.
Die. So while she's out, he straps the oxygen on his little brother, slaps him inside the daggone box. The oxygen is running low. He goes upstairs looking for his mother, like, really, man? What are you doing?
No, he was just looking, like, exploring. What I didn't understand is why he couldn't just leave the box open if the child was not crying.
True.
That part was stupid. But yes, all the island, everything's fine, everything's peachy, we're getting some food, still ain't got no shoes.
No socks.
Nothing. So he's like, you're right, I'm nothing like your father, but you are.
Oh,
and so he's down by the beach.
Another touching moment.
Being sad. And then he sees one of the boats from the dock. and he hears noise coming from the boat, and so he has to climb back up. I don't know where he climbed down to, but he had to climb back up and say, "Everybody get inside." And again, there was a bunch of screaming because we can't just run silently. So,
run silent, run deep.
They put two kids in the closet, which, I mean, are they still alive at this point?
Well, it doesn't matter. He's not.
No, he was bleeding out. So
he was bleeding out? He got snatched from up under the daggone building. That was his kids.
Oh, you're talking about the... Right, I'm not talking about him.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, you know, they're on the island, and all of a sudden, well, oopsie, the one who was on the boat decided to sail across the river. Say, hey, humans, yum. And so he shows up, and then all stuff breaks out. But, you know, back at the ranch, mom has got some medicine. She's coming back, and then everything is all messed up because the son was upstairs, saw a dead body, scream fell, and attracted all manner of monsters. Had to run for his little tiny life.
Which is crazy.
Or limp, you know, for his life.
You know, in movies, people always scream at dead bodies. Do you scream when you go to funerals?
Good point.
I mean, come on.
So then he goes back down, limperingly, and goes back into the furnace area. Closes the door and the latch locks.
Chased.
And the latch locks. I'm
he
like, dad.
Out.
She's coming back to two dead kids.
Yep.
Because the oxygen was like nothing left for the little baby. He went in there and passed out, was lighting a fire. Anybody who knows anything knows that fire needs oxygen. And so if you use fire in a enclosed place, it will suck the oxygen out of the room. And so usually when they're in there, the whole point is to open the door every few seconds so you can get some air, but you're inside because the noise won't travel out. But this fool got locked up in there. The oxygen was gone. I don't even know why he had the lighter on the entire time. It really wasn't needed. You know, just sitting there in the dark with your little brother.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, just close your eyes. Be like you're sleeping. And yeah, so he all messed up. She comes back home. The daughter's gone. The friend is gone. Her son messed up that this stupid thing is hovering over a giant hole because the big chute that they went down for a fast escape was gone. It fell and crashed. So, yeah, everything's messed up at this point.
So she fires off a shot. She'll come back upstairs, and she's just standing there quietly. So it doesn't know that she's up there. She waits for it to crawl over to the oxygen tank that she set up and shoots the oxygen tank. It's on fire. It's burning, but it's not dying.
No.
So she just stands there and she waits for the sprinkler to go off.
I don't know if she was waiting for the sprinkler to go off, or she was hoping it was going to go off.
And so she was like, oh man, now I got to stand here. And then the sprinkler goes off, so now it's making noise. You can't tell where she is, and she goes down.
Right. It's another ingenious tool that these things can hear, but they can't really see. And so with the water coming down, It's too much. The senses are too much, so they can't really focus. So that's how she was able to slip out. I'm like, that's really great stuff. I mean, you don't really see this a lot in other films, but that was a great tool of using sound and silence throughout this entire movie.
Yeah, and we'll skip a little bit, right? Going to the end. The daughter gets the implant, puts it on the microphone.
She just put on a microphone. She shoved in a microphone like, up yours.
And she's just walking toward it. And she's like, yeah. Yeah. What you got now? Who are you trying to kill, homie? I know it's not me. I know it's not me. Picks up a pipe and just kills it. And then there was like just a little smirk. A little smirk. It came like across her face. And I'm just like, that's right. Yeah, it's okay. You can feel good about yourself. You just protected yourself from death.
Yep. And the brother was doing the same thing back at the ranch with his mom.
Yeah,
who came for him and left her gun outside.
The frequency was going through his radio that he had. And so he was like, you know, it was loud. So he took off the headphones and was like, oh my goodness. Wait a minute. She did it. This is the frequency. And so he takes, he unplugs headphones, points it out the furnace door, gets out, and then picks up the gun and bam! And now everybody's okay.
Drops him like a potato. But.
Applaud. The credits roll.
The music, the underscore,
the score.
It underscored the music. It underscored the film really, really good. Yes, the musical, the score of the film was brilliant. It was beautifully placed. Everything was there. It really drove the movie. And I'm a big fan of thrillers and suspense movie. And sometimes you see a movie, you got a whack script, and then what they try to do is use the music to drive the movie. That's not the case here. It was a really good script, a really good story, and then the music was used, and then to use the tool of silence was great. Another one where I think where you see that at, where the music is just right to drive, and it's an action film, just right to drive the action, is Maze Runner.
Yeah.
If you look at Maze Runner again and then listen to the music, it's perfectly set for that movie to drive the action when action is going and comes down and disappear where it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And not be overlaid throughout the movie, which is annoying because it takes away from you actually paying attention. That's why I jumped like 4 times in this movie, because it was so busy being engrossed with the film and there's no music to set it up that you're going to jump now. It just happened.
Yeah.
And so, that was excellent.
Another movie I want to see that I never saw, Don't Breathe.
Well, there. Yeah. But yeah, lessons learned, people. Shh, be quiet.
I mean, listen.
Be quiet.
It's like y'all have never gotten a midnight snack. You know what I mean? Like, you would think that somebody's done it at least once. So, in this movie, they would know how to be quiet. But, literally no one. No one. 98% of the people. Just loud.
Very loud. So, again, what did you think? Did you see it? Did you like it? You hated it? Come back and let us know. We are going to get out of here. Do have some other things coming up this week, you know, with all the CRT and everything else going on. We've been talking about that last week, and I thought about doing a podcast and just, you know what, just want to think about it for a little bit, because there was so much we're doing in the house and things that in personal life. So it was like, okay, if we're going to do this, then I don't want to do it halfway. I want to make sure that we have the time. We could just sit and just talk and come up with some stuff. So, hoping to get that done this week. I'm also in the middle of finishing a book on that subject. So it would be really nice to finish that. That would all come in perfect timing as a perfect storm. And then we'll come back at you with that. And so we're out of here until next time. You got something else you want to say?
No.
All right. Well, y'all know the rules. Get out there, love one another, and all that good other stuff. And we'll see you around. Say goodbye, kid.
Bye.